Hi, I'm Sasha Merdala, and this is Grow Your Business Podcast, the show where we hear incredible marketing tactics to grow your business. For small business owners, entrepreneurs, and more, you will learn how to grow your business drastically. Let's dive in.
With that being said, let's meet today's guest, Michael, owner of Michael Jewelers of Yardley, PA.
Michael, can you tell us a little bit about your business and its backstory?
Yes. Okay, so we are a retail jewelry store. We have two locations. Our first location in Fairless Hills has been in business for 43 years that my parents started. Our second location, we are in Yardley, Pennsylvania, that I started 23 years ago. So we now have two locations. We're just basically a retail fashion jewelry store specializing in bridal, and we're family owned and operated. I'm a second generation jeweler.
How's your business doing during this crisis?
So for the past 2.5 months, it's been rough because we don't really sell a lot online. We're more of a specialized jeweler, a personal jeweler. It was something I sold online in the early 2000s, and it was okay, but it's not for me. I want to do face-to-face. That's more what we do. We're the type of store you have to come into to shop because we carry unique, different things, not your typical cookie-cutter jeweler. So the past 2.5 months has been a struggle. I mean, on one note, we did do some business. We did see clients by appointment, so I did, you know, we did some business here and there, but obviously we're way down when your business isn't open. When you're a retail store, depending on walk-in traffic, and you're not allowed to be open, that certainly can affect your bottom line. So it's been a struggle the past 2.5 months, but knock on wood, we did open last week. I'm seeing some positive results. I talked to some friends that are in the jewelry business around the country, and they were giving me some positive hope. They were saying to me, the good news is you're going to see people do want to get out. People do want to spend money. People do want to shop. And more important, I think people have money. I think like based on that you weren't able to go out for the past 3 months, people have saved some money. And also, as bad as the economy's been, I think like people did okay with unemployment. And even a lot of my friends, I don't know about yourself, I'm finding more and more people are working from home. So there was still plenty, the country still was going during this. We've now been open for a little over almost 2 weeks, and I'm seeing good things. I definitely, honestly, it's like normal June business, which is good to see, almost even a little better. So far, knock on wood, we're very happy, and I'm seeing good stuff, positive results, and we'll get through this. It's going to be a struggle for the rest of the year, but we will get through it. I'm confident.
Awesome. What are some of the strategies you guys are currently doing online to get some sales?
All right. So online to get some sales, the one thing we have done, I'm not really pushing an online business. I'm pushing to let people know that we're open. I am selling some things online, but it's just not our forte really. Mostly I'm pushing social media, just trying to get stuff out there, get our name out there. So people know that one, we're open, and two, that we're here. The challenge that we're doing now is we want people to feel safe when they shop in our store. We do mask up. We do have hand sanitizer all over the store. We constantly clean the store. We don't have any signs up asking people to wear masks. That's up to their discretion. Most people that shop in the store do seem to be wearing masks, but as I tell people when they come in, do I have to wear a mask? I tell people all the time, no, I want you to feel comfortable when you're here. We're masking up but at the same point, that doesn't mean you have to. So we're taking the extra steps to make people feel comfortable. As far as selling online, it's not something we really do. I did recently partner up with somebody local to sell something online that we seem to be doing pretty good with. This is called I'm wearing it now. This is called a Hope bracelet. Nice thing about this is the bracelet itself is $25. And for every bracelet sold, $5 goes to the nurses' Corona fund that has been set up for them. We're introducing another line to this next week that will come out that again we'll donate. We donate to food banks, so it's just good for us to give back. And we partnered up with Billig Jewelers to do that.
A lot of kudos there for you guys. What are some things you guys offer?
Okay, so some of the things, the main thing we specialize in is bridal. Engagement rings, wedding bands, things like that. That's been our main business. And it seems like every year it seems to be going heavier and heavier with that. That's number one. The second probably most important thing we do in the store is custom jewelry, meaning custom engagement rings, custom wedding bands, or really anything. You know, that's something we offer too. And then after that, just unique fashion jewelry. We try to carry things that you're not going to see online, that you're not going to see in your department stores or chain stores, just really different, unique. I think we've built a following because people know you're not going to see jewelry like this online. You need to come into the store. And also just really personalized service. We do things that other jewelers can't or won't do. I mean, we say all the time, whatever people ask for, the answer is always yes. Even, you know, we'll make it happen. We'll go above and beyond. And honestly, that's why I think we will always survive certain crises. This is not the first crisis, and this will not be the last crisis we survive. But I do think, knock on wood, the one thing I've noticed in the last 2 weeks, our customers are thrilled to see that we're here. They're thrilled to see that we're back. We've got a huge following. We've had a lot of people reach out throughout this. How are you guys? Are you okay? It just, it makes you feel good. Because when you put your heart and soul into something and you can't open, it's rough. But when your customers, when you get good response from your clientele, it's just a great feel.
What are some of the things you guys stand for in terms of your company and your business?
Really, we just want to give, because one thing, I grew up in this community, I live in this community, and I raised my children in this community. So really, the one thing we stand for, we just want to do people right. And we want people to walk out of here, wow, there are some amazing people. We want people to refer us. We want people to think we're a great store. And just really, we're all about giving back to the community. That's something we've always done and always will do. And really just, we want to sell quality in our store. And again, when you walk into this store, we want you to be wow, that you won't go anywhere else. Usually if someone comes to this store, we know we're going to have a client for life.
We have a lot of listeners that are small business owners and entrepreneurs. What advice you would tell them right now? What can they do right now to elevate, whether it's elevate their sales, their brand, or something in the community? What would you tell them right now?
Do the best you can to get your name out there. Like the one thing I'm doing is one, social media, which I've always pushed social. I'm pushing it even more now because I've been bottled up for the past 2.5 months that I couldn't really post anything. I thought one, it's not the appropriate time. And two, just gave me a lot of time to think, but I've been posting every single day, getting my name out there. That's hence how you found us, but doing the best we can there and really just believe in your brand, I guess. It's one of those things that when things like this happen, as long as you've done people right and the community right and things like that, people are loyal. I do believe if you take care of people, they will take care of you.
Definitely. That's the way to have customers take care of people and they'll take care of you.
Absolutely.
You might have some entrepreneurs or business owners. I'd say mostly entrepreneurs that might be interested in starting a jewelry business. What are some advice that you would tell them? It's probably a hard industry. So
I hate to say this. What I would tell people, this is going to sound horrible, but you asked me, so you're going to get a truthful answer. Don't. Like in this day and age, between you and me, that's the last thing I would do, only because it's a very difficult business. My parents, for example, my parents retired last year. And the one thing they've said to me throughout this, I'm so glad I'm out of this business. I'm so glad I'm not in your shoes. And how are you so relaxed throughout all this? Like my father said to me, I'd be pulling my hair out of my head if I were in your shoes. I wouldn't sleep. I'd be sick. And I said to him, well, the one thing I'm not going to do is one, feel sorry for myself because everybody in this country, we're all in this together. I'm not the only one. And two, that's not going to help. I mean, it's something you got to just believe in what you do. But to start a jewelry business right now would be tough. I mean, the reason I think we will survive is because we do have a following. We've been around for a long time. But to start from scratch right now would be tough. I don't know. Unless you're starting on a very small scale, I would say do a different business. Try something else that's more, I don't know. Jewelry would be tough to get into right now, I think.
Definitely. I appreciate that answer. I don't think a lot of jewelers, shop owners would ever say that, to be honest with you. That was a really real and raw answer. So I think a lot of
people. Keep it real. Thank you.
I love that.
I was talking to a vendor yesterday, and she said to me, this jewelry store is opening in Jersey. I said, now? And she said to me, yes. She said, he already started this before. He already started a lease. I said, oh, God bless him. I said, but that's the last thing I would want to do is start a business right now.
Yeah, it's definitely a tough time, especially I feel like a lot of brick and mortars right now are having a lot of issues. So we do have a lot of young listeners here, to be frank with you. So which business do you think they should start? If they're not going to start, let's just say a jewelry business, you have any recommendations for them?
Yes, I actually do. Because I sometimes think to myself, sometimes I wish I were in this business or that business. If you're looking to start like a retail brick and mortar type of business, get into something that people need. For example, the one, and especially in this area that I think we're lacking, that I've always said to my wife, when jewelry goes south, this is what I want to do. There's nothing healthy, fast food wise, that's in this area. Go to California, go to Florida, you'll see a lot more options. Whereas if you want something fast, what do you do around here? You got to do fast food. What if you're someone like me that doesn't eat that stuff? There's not too many choices. There's some decent franchises that are on the West Coast, that are down in Florida, that are do something like that. For example, Playables opened in Newtown. They're crushing it. Even throughout this, they're already looking to do a second location in this area. Playables, I'm not sure if you're familiar with what that is, but I would say something like that. Playables, they make acai bowls, smoothies, health food, and it's a fast type of thing that you can walk in, carry out, or eat there. But I'd say something like that. something that people need. Technology. I feel like people are always into technology, always into that. It's tough, though. I will say, I think no matter what you do is not easy, but I think something like that, you got to find something that's not quite here yet, like a healthy fast food type of business, and get into that.
I definitely agree. That's one of the markets, especially in the East Coast, that's really untouched, right? Like maybe like Poke, you know, that's as a Poke or Poke. Maybe
correct.
Like, there's
not that many around here that are good.
Not too many, right? I think tapping that, definitely tapping that market, and especially in the brick and mortar business, definitely in this area would be amazing. Like you just said, starting a business is so difficult. I don't think it's for a lot of people also. So if you're listening to this and you're trying to start a business, it's one of the hardest things to go through, whatever business you're into. Like, so I definitely recommend, if you're going to do this, whether it's a brick and mortar or an online business, you know, you gotta all go all in. Would you have any advice there?
Like you said, if you do it, you got to go all in. It's got to be. And honestly, I think timing's everything. And on one note, I don't think the economy is going to be I think we're going to bounce back quicker than most think. So on one note, I think put your plan together now and get ready to strike soon, because I do think before this, things were going great. This is the best economy we've seen in a long time. We just came off our best year. It's consumer confidence was there. I think once this is fixed, if it's ever fixed, that will bounce back, because I definitely do think we do have a strong economy. We're in a good spot. And I do think things will hopefully recover quickly. It's tough to start that now, because the one reason businesses like ours somewhat can survive this, we've got long-term relationships with our vendors. So, you know, we're able to say, hey, we work things out, because it's difficult when you have to pay for goods and services when you've been closed for 2 or 3 months. You're able to call your vendors, reach out to them and say, hey, I'm able to work with me a little bit on some of our bills and things like that. And honestly, that's another thing. Besides our customers, our vendors have been great support, which without that, we wouldn't be here.
What are your top selling items right now?
Engagement rings and wedding bands. Because on one note, the one thing I was somewhat concerned with coming back to work, like I said to my wife and some of my friends, people said, how do you think business is going to be? I said, it's going to take a little time to pick up. And they said, well, why is that? I said, well, on one note, if you're buying jewelry, where are you wearing it to? I gave my wife a beautiful necklace for Mother's Day. She hasn't had a chance to wear it yet, because we're not really going anywhere. Right now, she's wearing stuff. If we visit friends, she's getting all dolled up, like just to sit in somebody's backyard, because we are doing the social distance visits. So I think like fashion jewelry is going to take a little time to pick up, even though, knock on wood, people have surprised me and come in and bought things, like fashion jewelry wise. Bridal. I think there's a lot of people that they wanted to get engaged, but they weren't quite sure if stores were open or things. So we are getting a pretty good influx of customers of looking at engagement rings, people still buying wedding bands, things like that, because knock on wood, people are still getting married throughout all this.
Where can we reach you? Where can your customers reach you? Where can anyone else that's interested just to talk to you? Where can they reach you?
Okay, so I work at both stores. I'm from Michael's Jewelers. We're in Yardley, Pennsylvania, and we're in Fairless Hills, Pennsylvania. I work at both stores. You can feel free to call me at any of the stores or email me. This is the best bet. Okay, so one thing about us that sets us apart too from everybody else, most jewelry store owners do not do this, but I give people my personal cell phone number, because I do float between the two stores and I do give personal service. And not only that, I answer texts, emails, and phone calls almost at all hours of the night. I mean, no, not 2 in the morning, I'm not going to, but I do after hours answer calls and things like that. So best place to get me is cell phone, and that's 215-431-1006. And also Google us at Michael's Jewelers, because you'll get a chance to read our reviews, see what we're about, and see that customer service and face-to-face is just, we do things other jewelers can't do.
If you enjoyed the podcast, don't forget to give us a rating. It really does help out the channel, and see you next time.